Good morning, everybody. How are you? Good. It feels quite dark here. I turned the lights off and I forgot to turn them back on. Could I turn the lights back on, please? Thank you very much. Okay, so it's fantastic once a year to be able to kind of get together and just do a slightly different service, a Shoebox Sunday service. So I'm just going to speak to you for about 10 minutes now, if that's okay. If it's not, please feel free to leave. And then Catherine's going to lead us through the next phase of the meeting, which we'll be actually putting the boxes together, okay? But for a bit of kind of audience participation today, we're going to have a bit of a competition as we go, and there will be a prize for the winners. So the way I envisage this, right, so as teams, so as in families if you want, or in sub-teams within your families, we've got loads of pens and paper at the front here. So what I'm going to ask you to do in a moment is grab some pens, grab some paper, and I would love you to kind of create a poster as we go, okay? So I'm going to preach or talk to you on the word give. And is it an acrostic where you write the letters down and then they go, that's all right, because it's not an acronym, is it? No, that's all right. That's what I thought it was this morning. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some words as we go down. And so I'm going to give you the words from give, and I'm going to have four different words that go across. And what I'd love you to do, children and young people and adults, is create a poster as we go. So you could use the words that I give you, or you could create your own words. And then at the end, we'll have a look at the posters, and we'll decide which one we think is the best, and we'll give out the box of chocolates to the winning team. Does that make sense? Is that good? So if you want to get involved, children, young people, and adults, come and grab a piece of paper and a pen. Let's do this. Spend a couple of seconds just coming to grab a bit of paper and a pen. Good. I'm glad some adults are up for this as well. But if you'd like to encourage your kids to do it as well, that'd be fantastic. Okay, cool. So as those guys are grabbing their pens and their paper, you might need to find something to lean on as well. This is exciting times. Anybody, if you want to sit on the front row, you can. You will be able to see it, my nose, but you're very welcome to sit on the front row if you want to use it. But it's always there, but no one ever sits in it. Here you go. Okay, so Shoebox Sunday. It's all about the gifts. So anybody under the age of 11, could you let me know what you think your favourite ever, your best ever Christmas present was? Anybody under the age of 11, anybody want to volunteer? Hang on a second. Favourite ever Christmas present?
Virtual reality,
one of the headsets. Oh, that's so cool. That is a good present. A virtual reality headset. Didn't exist a few years ago. Now they do. That's fantastic. Okay, anybody between the ages that say, oh, we got another one?
Teddy bear.
A teddy bear. Oh, that's lovely. That's wonderful. A teddy bear, that's great. Okay, anyone between the ages of 12 and, let's say, 20? Anybody between the ages of 12 and 20? What was their favorite ever Christmas gift? We've got one here.
This.
Fantastic. What is this, Josh?
Santa.
Sonic from the future. That's amazing. What's your favorite ever gift, Sarah?
Watch.
An Apple Watch. Oh, that's very nice. Very nice. Technology. Okay. Anybody between the ages of 20 and 30? What was your favorite ever Christmas gift? Between the ages of 20 and 30. We'll get there, Mum. Don't worry. We'll get there. Might be a while, but we'll get there. It's okay. Anybody between the ages of 20 and 30? Favorite ever Christmas gift?
Baby born and baby Annabelle.
What's that? A real baby. Oh, right, okay. A baby's for life, not just for Christmas. Oh, that's lovely. Are they like lifelike baby kind of things, are they? Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, let's say anyone 30, let's go plus. Let's be quite inclusive there. Anybody 30 plus want to say their best ever Christmas present?
Licorice tea.
Wonderful. Anyone else? We got one more.
News of the first grandchild.
Oh, good news of the first grandchild. That's a great gift. That trumps everyone else's, doesn't it? Well, Christmas gifts are great, and it's wonderful to receive them, but actually, all of those Christmas gifts that we gain, most of them, will kind of age, and will kind of wear, and will run out, or wear out, or will disappear. And when we do this Shoebox Sunday, it's not about the physical gifts. We want these kids to know about the most amazing gift that anyone could ever get, and that's the gift of life through Jesus Christ. So that's really, really what this is about, and this is really what we want to achieve. So the first word I'm going to give you is the word grace. So that goes with the G. There we go, grace. So that's the first. That's the first word. So if you want to write the word grace down on your sheet, that's absolutely fine. So when we talk about grace, Ephesians 2 tells us that it was by grace that we've been saved, not as a result of works, so that no one can boast. When we do these gifts, we really want the kids to kind of get that message that this is free. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to attain to a certain set of standards to receive it. All you have to do is turn and face Christ and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And that is the most wonderful gift that we'll ever receive. So for those of you, do they still stream in schools? Do they still have kind of streams where if you're the best in the class, you get to the top of the class? And if you're not the best in the class, you sit at the bottom of the class. Just that in of itself, top and bottom. You're the bottom. Oh, thank you very much. That makes me feel great about myself. But they do. They stream, don't they? So we've got this set of standards, and you have to hit these steps. And pursuing excellence is a good thing, and working hard is a good thing. But we've got quite a system. Our education system still says, right, in order for you to be accepted and to be seen as the best, you have to hit these certain set of standards. And that's so few people hit those sets of standards. You know, that's quite a limited number of people. But yet what God does is, I accept you for who you are. It's acceptance and love that comes first. We do change, and we do grow, and we do develop, but it's that acceptance and love. That's where it starts. So we know that it is grace that has saved us, that it's not as a result of works, of drumming anything up. But Jesus loves us because he loves us, because he loves us. And he chose to pour his grace into our lives so that we in turn could love him and know what it is to be truly free. Know what it is to be truly secure and safe and redeemed. So the first thing we want these kids to really grasp hold of is that we pray that they understand and receive God's grace and they know that love. And some of these gifts go to really war-torn countries and really challenging circumstances where some of these kids don't have a lot of care and support, orphanages and the likes. You know, our heart is just, may they see something in the heart of God in these gifts that go out to them. So that's a big heart cry of ours. Then we go on to the next one. So we have... It's not working, Andy. You ought to click us on. Invest. So we invest. So Ephesians 6 tells us that serve as if you are serving the Lord, knowing that it's him who will ultimately give you all good things. We do this out of the desire to serve and not receive back. We do this because we don't want to be rewarded. We don't want to do a nice shoebox so that we get lots of gifts in return. We do this because we want to give out of the amazing overflow of God's love that we have experienced, that we have felt. We want to share that. This amazing gift that we've been given. So for those of us today that know what it is to be saved, know what it is to be born again, know what it is to have received that most amazing transformation of being saved by God, what we want to do, we want to reinvest that. So this is about investing in the kids. This is about giving something, knowing that we're serving. So it's not just mindlessly putting toys in a box. It's about thinking every time we do it, Lord, we want the children that receive these gifts to be truly blessed by what we do in, Lord. We want to invest in their lives, even if it's only a tiny, tiny seed, even if it's only the smallest glimpse of God's glory. That's what we want to do. We want to express that. And this isn't just what we do sort of day in. This isn't what we just do on a shoebox Sunday. This is what we want to do all the days of our lives when we're interacting and working with the people around us. So I'm just going to pause there. How are we getting on with the posters, guys? How are we doing? We doing okay? We doing good? Does anybody want to give us a quick glimpse of the poster? Just not too much, though. A little bit of a reveal. Very good. Oh, look at that. Oh, these are fantastic. Oh, I'm not going to enjoy judging this. There we go. It's brilliant. Okay, so let's move on. Let's move on to V, shall we? Let's see if the clicker works. Does the clicker work? Nope. There we go. Value. Value. In Deuteronomy, we read that we are chosen and that we are a treasured possession. Kind of speaking about the earlier point, really, and linking back to that, our value and our identity doesn't come in what we wear, doesn't come in the job that we have, doesn't come in whatever status we have, how much money we've got. There's no value in that. Jesus loves us and places his value in us because of his glory and his love, and loves us for who we are, you know, loves us and accepts us for who we are. So there's value in just us being who we are. I always kind of like reference back to youth work, and it's what I do in my day-to-day job. You know, it's the work I do. And so many kids who are really quite disruptive, difficult, challenging, hard work, angry, sweary, spitty, smoky, and this is all by the age of 10, they don't believe they have anything good to give the world. They have a default position that, well, my life is worthless and meaningless. I am worthless and meaningless. So what's the point of even trying? What's the point in believing, you know? A label isn't usually that, is a label, we don't, a label isn't something you put on something. A label is something that creates something. So when you label someone something, that's what they become. So if you label somebody as lazy, as useless, as a bit of a waste of space, that's what they'll become. You know, they don't, they're not that person, and then they get the label. And you know, if we say to people, we believe in you, we believe you have value, just in who you are as a person. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to impress me. We just want to love you in the way that Christ loved us. Jesus loved us when we were miles away, when we weren't even born, you know. Jesus died on the cross so that today we could be sat here, stood here, saved, free, you know that we belong to him because he valued us just for who we were, not because of anything we do. So it's a wonderful thing to give these gifts to the kids, but again, we want them to know that deeper sense of meaning, that deeper sense of value, that they're loved, that they're cherished, that they're blessed, that they are the apple of God's eye. So when everyone around them might be going, when there might be nobody there to support them, the cry of our hearts is, but there's always a God who is there for you, will always be there for you, will always love you, will always stand by your side no matter what you go through. So that was V for value. And then we're going to move on to the final one, E, everyone. In the book of Mark, Jesus is being pressurized because of who he's hanging out with. And he says something along the lines of, well, you know, I didn't come here for the righteous, but I came here for the sick. What Jesus was doing, he was re-educating the people at the time, saying, this gospel message is for everybody. It's not for the elite. It's not for this group of people or for that group of people or people that look like this. But this gospel message is for everybody. It's for everybody to hear. It's for everybody to choose to follow. That it's an inclusive gift. It's an inclusive gift that Jesus gave us. And these gifts will go, I think I was going to Eastern European, don't they, Catherine? They go to Romania? Romania in the past, haven't they? But these gifts go all over the world, all over the world, different creeds, cultures, different countries, all over the place. But for each one of those people that these presents land on, we want them to know, do you know what, this is as much for them as it is for everyone else? Because very often we can write ourselves off, people can write themselves off and say, well, it's not for me, it's not for me, I've gone too far, I've done too much. It might even be you today, or you might know somebody that might think, well, I can't really be born again. I can't accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior because I'm not good enough. I'm not right. I'm not proper. But actually, this is for everyone because it's not determined by what we've already said. It's not determined by what we do. It's not determined by how intelligent we are or how much we contribute or how much we give. It's determined by God's great love for us that he's poured into our lives through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. So that's why we do this today. It's not just a formulaic thing, like I said. It's not just about putting presents in a box and sending them off to feel good about ourselves. It's actually something bigger than that, you know. We pray that God's spirit would be manifest when these gifts go out to these kids. We pray that God's blessing will work through these gifts, these. Oh dear. Is he all right? We pray that God's glory will be made clear through all that we do here today. So, oh, love him. I know it was a bad exercise, so, you know, wasn't a great task. So I'm going to give you a couple more minutes just to finish off your posters. I thought this was a really, really good idea when I said this morning, but now I'm really regretting it because I can see the hard work and the effort that has gone into the posters, and I'm starting to worry quite a lot. So, but I'll give you 2 more minutes just to finish that off, and then what I'm going to do is ask that everybody that's done a poster, would you mind coming up to the front? If you've done a poster, that would be fantastic.